You are such a good friend to visit at this sad time, Charity. I can't believe Mama's gone and buried a week already. It just doesn't seem fair that she fell from her horse while doing the Lord's work, preaching to folks who couldn't attend church. I take comfort knowing that she will be in heaven with my little son, George Jeffrey. He was so young, only 4 years old when he died. I was a young child when my folks came to Buxton from Trenton, New Jersey. We may have been born free, but that Fugitive Slave Act put our freedom at risk. Imagine passing a law allowing anyone to claim you as his or her slave, while not letting you defend yourself in court. We were proud when Uncle Abraham Shad went to fight for the Union Army in the Civil War, and we prayed for his safe return. It has not always been easy here in Canada West, but at least there's never any question of our freedom. We settled on the 5th Concession, just outside the settlement. My father was a teacher in Trenton. He felt so strongly about education that he donated land for a school. I went to school at the SS No. 4 North, on the land he donated. Growing up was a happy time for me. Our house was always full of love, sometimes a little confusion, which is to be expected in a family with 11 children. Albert was a youngster when he came to Buxton, too. You know he was born a slave in Virginia. Did you know his father was also his master? He brought Albert and his sisters with their mother Mariah to Buxton. He bought property on the 7th Concession and settled them there. He appointed Albert's uncle, George Charleston, to be the property trustee. When George turned 21 years old, the land became his. Uncle George was good to Albert, and that's why he named Charleston Street after him when he worked with Sarah Johnson on the second village plan of North Buxton. Albert's always been smart. He walked 5 miles each way to attend Reverend King's Mission School. Weren't your brothers in school with Albert there? Did you know Albert's father sent him to teach at his plantation in Louisiana? Albert proposed to me in 1866, and he accepted the position while he was waiting for my answer. Once slavery ended, it was legal for his father to teach his former slaves to read and write. However, things did not go well for Albert in Louisiana. Nonetheless, he taught for 5 years in the U.S. and in Manitoba before coming back home. Albert's return was an exciting time for us. He bought land on the 5th and 6th Concessions to farm, and then we got married December 31st, 1873. He opened the first post office of North Buxton in 1875, when I was expecting George. Then we opened that grocery store. Before long, the rest of the children were born. Harriet, Elizabeth, Arthur, Mary, Albert, and Oliver. They will surely miss their grandmother. How can it already be 1890? Remember all the hours everyone gave to get the First Baptist Church built here in North Buxton? You and Mother really worked long and hard at it. There were days I thought it would never get built. It surely was a proud moment for all of us to see it standing in 1883. That was the year I was expecting Albert Jr. Mother was so proud to be elected the first president of the Women's Home Mission Society. And Albert was happy to hold a trustee position for the church. These days, Albert's always busy on Raleigh Township business. He takes his responsibilities as a counselor seriously. Right now, he's trying to convince the township to improve the drainage condition for the farmers. My, but the children keep me busy. I suppose you know all about that with 10 of your own. There's always something to be washed or mended, meals to be prepared, gardens to be tended. The list grows even faster than the children do. Well, thank you again for checking on us. The children will certainly enjoy the molasses taffy. And please, please come by again when you're out this way. I'll see you at the morning service on Sunday. Thanks again, Charity.